Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Shelawat Cloutier is a respected Inuit leader and one of the world's most recognized environment, climate change, and human rights advocates. In 2007, she was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for her advocacy, showing the impact global climate change has on human rights, specifically in the Arctic. In the same year, she won a Human Development Award from the United Nations. The author of the 2015 memoir, The Right to Be Cold, Shelawat Cloutier shares her story of growing up and traveling only by dog sled for the first 10 years of her life. The book gives readers a devastating account of climate change impacts on Inuit communities, and the book was nominated for the 2016 BC National Award for Canadian Nonfiction. Watt Cloutier is the former elected president of the Inuit Circumpolar Council in Canada, and then later served as its international chair, where she worked extensively to create space for the voices of Indigenous peoples. Watt Cloutier focused on Indigenous storytelling as an approach to dialogue. In an interview with the Center for International Governance Innovation in 2018, Watt Cloutier states, "We are a people who rely on the cold. For us, the ice and snow is our way of life. That's what feeds us and sustains us. As hunting, gathering, fishing people, for us, the ice represents mobility and transportation." Watt Cloutier wrote for the Globe and Mail recently that Inuit and Indigenous peoples provided life-saving guidance to early European visitors unfamiliar with the severe conditions, which they ignored at their peril. She continues, "The Inuit still have much to teach the world about living harmoniously with the land and the vital importance of the Arctic ice." Shelawat Cloutier is this year's recipient of the Jack P. Blaney Award for Dialogue, in recognition for her outstanding global leadership using dialogue in her work as an advocate for Indigenous environmental and cultural rights. This award is presented every second year by Simon Fraser University in British Columbia to an individual who demonstrates international excellence in the use of dialogue to increase mutual understanding and advance complex public issues. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.